So 28th of April 2026 will be the 30th anniversary of the Port Arthur Massacre, where 35 people were murdered on the grounds of the tourist site of the 18th century penal settlement in southeast Tasmania. The anniversary coincides with the revival of Beyond the Neck, a theatrical work by acclaimed playwright Tom Holloway that's described as a meditation on the aftermath of the Port Arthur Massacre. We're joined now by the director of the new production of Beyond the Neck, Suzanne Chaundy. Welcome, Suzanne.
Hello, hello.
And I'm very pleased to say we've also have in the studio one of the four actors in the show, Emmeline Carroll Southwell. Welcome, Emmeline.
Thank you very much for having me.
It's great to have you both. Suzanne, Beyond the Neck isn't set in 1996 when the Port Arthur Massacre happened. Could you explain for us how that event features in what the audience sees on stage?
Yeah, so the play is actually set 10 years after the event. And of course, here we are presenting it 30 years after the event. The play deals with the traumas of people that were associated directly with the massacre, but also people who have had other traumatic experiences in their life. And a visit to Port Arthur brings these matters to a head, shall we say, for each of the individual characters. So they don't necessarily all cross over in the play. They're highly individual people dealing with their own baggage, like we all deal with our baggage every day, except theirs is of a scale that, you know, is quite something else.
So, Emmeline, what's your baggage? I'm talking about the character in the play, obviously, yeah. not you.
Yes,
tell us about your character.
So my character I play the young mother and wife, and my character is on a tour of Tasmania. She is not directly linked to the massacre herself. Tom Holloway has said that this character of mine is loosely based off a woman who was on site during the massacre, and she dealt with that at the time pretty well, all things considered. And it wasn't until 9/11, a few years later, that her grief and her trauma from being at Port Arthur all came to the surface. So my character is a representation of grief and trauma that has not yet been processed or dealt with, and then once on the site is fully confronted with that, and without giving too much away, obviously, because the show, all four characters, you get little glimpses and they are little onions and they reveal more and more about themselves as the play goes on.
And we heard Emmeline say there the character's loosely based on a woman that Tom Holloway spoke to. Suzanne, how was this theatrical work brought together by Tom Holloway?
Yeah, so Tom's a Tasmanian, and he was, a teenager when the massacre occurred. And in fact, he came and spoke to us early on in the rehearsal period and said he was delivering pizzas, and they got a message saying, "We don't know what's going on, but you should probably stop working now." He wasn't specifically in the area, but of course, you know, relatively, it's a small place. So, you know, Tom was really close to the community in general, really felt the effect it had on the people of Tasmania. And as he was developing as a playwright, it became something that he really wanted to talk about and really wanted to investigate. And so he was overwhelmed by the number of people that were willing to sort of share their experiences, either people who were directly there or people who had, you know, knock-on effects through family members that they'd lost or associations. So he had quite an intense period of research where he brought together a number of stories. And this play is no one real person's story, but he's kind of abstracted and distilled his research into the four different characters who cover a broad age range as well. So we have everything from a 75-year-old tour guide being played. Can I say he's not 75 years old? He wants me to say this. Francis Greenslade is not 75 years old. He's playing someone considerably older bold about him with incredible elan. But yeah, so everything from an older man, male tour guide, Emmeline's character who is a young mother, a teenage girl, and a boy who's 7 years old. So we've got quite a broad age range we're dealing with, and the play has this really fascinating conceit too. So each actor is a character, but they're also a chorus member, so they're stepping in and out of their characters very, very fluidly and encouraging the other characters to speak or disagreeing with them or prompting them or, you know, guiding them to tell their stories.
Yes, the subtitle of Beyond the Neck is A Quartet on Loss and Violence, and I think Tom Holloway's described it as more like a musical work than a traditional piece of theatre. Emmeline, what's it like to be in a quartet that's more like a musical work than a normal play? Could you sort of describe for us what's going on and how the quartet works?
Yeah, it is quite sophisticated and complicated, and when it works beautifully well. The challenge within this piece of text, not only just the content and dealing with, you know, grief and trauma, etc. Oh, I might just add, there are lots of moments of lightness. There's lots of joy, isn't there? There is lots of laughs and a fun time.
I think
to be
lots
had.
Of laughs is a long straw, but there are amusing right, moments. Right, it's got a very light and delicate touch.
Yes. But there are certain parts of the play that really do rely on rhythm and repetition, and when. Yeah, that is also the challenge as well, to make sure we get on top of that, because that helps tell the story and also helps facilitate Tom's writing in it being like a piece of music as such, because there is an overture and a coda that he refers to.
Yeah, there's a certain abstraction, but because I work a lot in opera and music-based theatre too, and there's a certain abstraction in the style of language in this, where it is kind of hitting you on an emotional level like music can. It's an accumulation of words. It's a picking up of threads. It's a taking the lead in a section that's then got other ideas sort of butting up against it. So you're like a kind of contra sound. So it actually starts to affect you. This kind of this quartet of human voices in that visceral way that music can.
On Sunday Extra, we're talking about the upcoming revival of Beyond the Neck, a theatrical work that relates to the anniversary of the Port Arthur massacre. And we're speaking with director Suzanne Chaundy and actor Emmeline Carroll Southwell. As well as the text itself being described as like a piece of music, there is actually music in the work, which I've read reviewed very positively. Could you tell us about the music, Suzanne?
Tom doesn't actually stipulate any music in the work, so that's kind of one of the things that I've brought to it. This is actually the second time I've directed this play. I directed it for Red Stitch Actors Theatre in 2012. And at that time I had Philip McLeod, who's a cellist and composer in Victoria, probably best known for his early work with groups like the Bluegrassy Knoll, but also a kind of commissioned classical cellist who'd wrote pieces for Orchestra Victoria and so forth. So he really, really did a beautiful musical analysis of the work, and we thread his cello compositions throughout the piece. To really underscore some of the emotional moments without having to break into any kind of performative histrionics on the actors' parts.
Well, Suzanne, what's it like reviving this production now in the context of 2026? Does it feel different this time?
It really does. I'm amazed at all sorts of new considerations. I think that one of the things that really, really resounded for me was the horror of place, of Port Arthur, and what a long history it has of terrible events occurring right back from Indigenous history through to the time as a penal settlement and then the massacre after that. So, I mean, one of the things that's constantly said, and I experienced myself when I've been to Port Arthur, is that it is the most extraordinarily beautiful place and peaceful feeling place that's been a site of so much horror. So that's been something that we've really, I feel like, delved into more in this production. I suppose the first time around, I was getting my head around, because it's a very unusual style of writing and it's a really, really fascinating night in the theatre for people who like to go to the theatre, because it's not traditional storytelling in any way, shape or form. So I think I was grappling with that more in the original production. I felt more comfortable with that this time. So now we're just, you know, the sense of place and also being in a larger space, being able to kind of create it with a stronger movement amongst the cast has been a really, really fabulous challenge and a fabulous thing to, and you know, in opera too, which I direct a lot, we do a lot of productions of the same things. I think I've directed Marriage of Figaro 4 or 5 times, Così fan tutti 3 or 4 times. So it's not unusual for me. I think it's a bit more unusual in the world of plays. So I love the opportunity, because every time you come back, you know, you find more and more resonances and deeper reading. So also, I think that people have got a better understanding now of post-traumatic disorders, you know, and so the work that Tom did in that was quite advanced, I think, for the time that it was written.
And Emmeline, it's your second time with Beyond the Neck as well. Does it feel different for you?
Yes, it does. It feels really different. It's been 13 years or so since we last did it. And at the time I was, you know, had one child and now I have 3, and yeah, the other actors are all new, and it feels like a completely new experience. And not to say that the first experience wasn't great either, but it does feel different. I was surprised how different it feels. And what each of the other actors bring to the table, and, you know, Suzanne's sort of approach to this being more of a physical piece than perhaps it was the first time round.
I'm not sure how much either of you has heard directly from people who've seen Beyond the Neck, but do you have a sense of how dealing with these really sensitive and profound themes and events impacts on viewers?
I think people are very moved by the piece. I think they are, and I think it's a very thoughtful piece. And so it has an incredible lightness of touch, and it has a beautiful kind of Australian poetry to it too. They're very, very Australian characters. And so I think but you can't help but be moved and connected, and there's some very kind of, you know, big shocks told in a small way, I suppose.
And because it's just one act and it's just over an hour, you get carried away on this journey. So there's no breaks in there for you to sort of disengage necessarily, and you sort of are swept up. And you know, we bring you in lightly and we reveal and then we send you on your way.
We did have some people who'd been there at the massacre come to the performance in 2012. And look, I think for them, you know, it was such a huge thing in Australian history. And there was so much not wanting to ever name the person who perpetrated the dreadful crime, and there's still questions around that. His name is never mentioned in this play. The whole thing is so sort of suggestive. So I think it is an opportunity for people to look at how communities heal. Because ultimately that is where the play lands, and it's to do with, you know, recognising what you're going through, you know, letting reality seep into some of the walls that you've built up around yourself, and gradually and softly learning to engage with other people who are also struggling. So it's a really, really beautiful piece that way.
It does sound like an amazing work. And Suzanne and Emmeline, thank you so much for coming in and speaking with us about it on Sunday Extra.
Thank you so much for having us.
Thank you.
And we were speaking there with Suzanne Chaundy, who's the director of the new Theatre Works production of Beyond the Neck, and Emmeline Carol Southwell, who's one of the four cast members, including a below 75 years of actual age, Frances Greenslade. The production of Beyond the Neck begins at Theatre Works in Melbourne on the 21st of March and will tour other venues in Victoria after that through to early May. You can see the details on the Theatre Works website, theatreworks.org.au.
Find more great ABC RN stories that take you beyond the headlines on the ABC Listen app.